I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The recent ISIS attack in Chechnya has people wondering if local churches in the area are in danger. Explaining more, Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
Although they are majority Muslim countries, they still maintain very tight control and very wary of anything that would seem to open a door for the potential for violence such as this.
The pressures these churches face come from their communities, but they're still discreetly worshiping and sharing the hope of Christ. Pray for these churches' ministries, their community impact, and for boldness of faith. Next, trauma is causing educational disabilities in refugee children. Tent Schools International is establishing schools in refugee camps to help. Tent Schools, Rawan Haddad explains why.
We need to lead them to Christ. We need to raise up an educated, healthy, and healed generation with a compassionate worldview. If we do not let them feel like this, these children, motivated by long lines and despair, will regress, and we may open the door to a new generation of terrorism, strengthened by the spirit of revenge.
And being a small ministry sometimes means the daily tasks of serving a community have intimidating price tags attached to them. Just ask for Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart, who says small ministries have to be especially conscious of their funding.
We plan ahead and try to be the best possible stewards of the Lord's money and constantly keeping in mind that it is His money. It's ultimately God that we are accountable to.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.